You're listening to Historical AF, or if you curse like we do, historical as fuck.
I'm your badass librarian, Ashley.
And I'm your tipsy historian, Kina.
We're here to deliver the weird, spooky, morbid, and random historical nuggets you never knew you needed.
Welcome to episode zero, where we'll try to answer who are we, what are we doing, and why you should love us and keep coming back. Listen, I'm excited to call myself a historian because I just defended my goddamn thesis. So now I'm officially a historian.
Woohoo! Yeah!
And you, Ashley, you just got yours. What was it, a couple of months ago?
In December, I got my Library and Information Studies Master's.
And I got my Master's in Public History. Not pubic history, which apparently I put on my resume and my sister caught today when she was editing for me. That's great. I swear I'm smart. I think I say that at least three times a day. I have a master's degree. I swear I'm smart.
That's wonderful. I'm so proud of you right now.
I know, me too. So my thesis was in the Arkansas Lunatic Asylum. And I'm really excited about it, so we need to do a episode on asylums at some point.
Fuck yeah!
And plot twist, I was actually a librarian, and that's how we met.
Yay, librarians unite! I don't know what that was. I don't know.
Wild hand gestures that nobody can see.
Yes. Hello in podcast land.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was like 8 years ago.
Oh my God, we're old. Yes, yes, it was, I think, about 8 years ago.
Yeah, we were hood librarians.
Nobody can see me raise the roof.
Oh God, I'm dying. All right, so who are we? I'll go first. I am Kina. I am a newbie historian. I just moved to Texas, which, shout out to Texas. Okay, I've lived in Arkansas my whole life. And I did not realize how freaking badass Texas is. Okay, one, you got breakfast tacos. Two, Tito's Vodka is like 40 minutes up the street from me. Three, you got Ooh Fiesta, which started today. D, I don't know where I'm at. The museums. We have so many museums here. I haven't been able to go to everything, but it's just like mind blown. I geek out so much that I'm like short circuiting. So, needless to say, I'm loving Texas. I'm just kind of missing my people in Arkansas. So, I'm glad that I convinced Ashley to start a podcast so I can force her to talk to me every week.
Whee! I love it. I love it. Okay, so who am I besides awesome? No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. I'm like the worst dad joke rolled into one. Let's see. Teen librarian. Official title is teen programmer, but I can throw librarian in there since I worked so hard and paid for that master's. Also have a master's in poetry. My thesis was on spoken word poetry and the urban movement of hip hop. And so totally not history related. So you'll never hear about it again.
I don't know. I think we could probably work that in there somehow.
Oh, I guarantee it. Oh my God. It's definitely happening. But I'm super pumped to be doing this podcast. Like, yeah, I miss my BFF now that she's down in the heart of Texas and I'm stuck here in the heart of Arkansas, which is actually just a swamp. And yeah, I need her in my life. So here we are doing this thing weekly. Whee!
Total side note about the swamp. I just took my dogs to the vet because I am a dog mom and they are spoiled and I love them. And the vet was like, why do you take your dogs to the vet every 6 months? And I'm like, because that's what we do in Arkansas. And they were like, honey, nobody does that. And then they're like, oh, you lived in a swamp. There were mosquitoes. And I was like, oh, yeah. So another point for Texas. You don't have fucking mosquitoes and you don't live in a swamp. Okay, so I digress.
So what you're saying is I should definitely move to Texas.
Absolutely, 1,000%.
Okay, cool, cool, cool. And this is where our sponsors would go, if we had any.
Just wait, they're coming.
Sponsors are coming.
Do, 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 da, 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 da.
Hear the podcast, hear the podcast, podcast, potty podcast, potty pod.
A podcast.
So this is what we're actually going to put up for our teaser video, right?
Absolutely.
Just us going podcast.
I'm sweating.
And we're back.
So what are we doing? I know for one, I love podcasts. I love true crime, paranormal, all that jazz. But I think what I like about them is the history. You can't have ghosts without history. You can't have true crime without history. So I think we decided to throw some weird and funny in there and kind of do our own thing.
Yep. I am right on board with that. I always love the history part of any true crime podcast that I listen to. I really enjoy like folk tales and all of the history. I'm just going to keep saying history. Oh, the history behind the history and just finding out really cool things that make me just want to race to Google and find out even more.
Yes. And as a historian and a librarian, we are queens of research. So this is right up our alley.
Oh, yes. I'm coming for you, JSTOR. No, I'm kidding.
Yes, cite those sources.
Cite those sources, bitch. Yes.
Yes. So we kind of decided that there's just too much history for us to narrow down. So we're literally going to roll some dice to figure out what we're going to talk about.
Oh, so, yeah.
We have a cool little set of dice. Well, I do. I haven't mailed Ashley's hers yet. Whoops.
So it has spooky AF, funny AF, morbid AF, weird AF, historical AF, and random AF.
And do you want to tell them about the challenge?
Okay, so random as fuck. Sorry, I'm really pumped about it. Random as fuck is where whoever rolls it, say I roll random as fuck, then Kina gets to pick a random word that pops into her head. So that means that next week when we record, whatever story I come up with for random as fuck has to relate to the words. And if I can also tie it into whatever theme we pick for that week, even better. But we will see how that goes because sometimes I get sidetracked.
It's going to be okay.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, so we're very excited. This is kind of our little promo episode. And then next week, we're going to be bringing you our first real episode.
Little panicky. Also, side note here, I just want everyone to know that before we started recording tonight, we both had to put on full faces of makeup for a podcast. So that is the level of dedication. I also made sure that I'm wearing a cardigan because that's what librarians do, goddammit. So, sorry, mom and dad. But anyway, back to the dice.
Yes. So we already rolled for this week and we're going to be putting up a video of that pretty soon. And we're really excited. And do we want to tell them what the first theme is going to be?
Sure. Shall I do it?
Yes.
Do it. All right. Imagine there's a drum roll right here.
Ooh.
Woo! Okay, our first theme is Easter!
Woohoo! I know I'm personally hoping for some demon pagan bunnies.
We'll see how that goes. Yes, I got you.
Yeah, so we're really excited. And since it'll be three of us, or not three of us, three stories each, we're going to have quite a variety.
Don't scare me like that.
I swear I'm smart. Words are hard. Yeah. So yeah, we're really excited to bring that to you. But we also got some other stuff going on. We are on social media.
You can find
us on Facebook at Historical AF Pod. You can find us on Instagram at Historical AF Pod also. You can find us on Twitter. You want to take this one?
Sorry. Is it at Historical AF Pod?
Yes, it is.
Yay!
10 points for Gryffindor.
Woo! Yes, I'm a Slytherin, damn it. And then our email is historicalafpod@gmail.com.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Sorry, we're
still learning. Yes.
This is all very new. This was just like 4 days ago. I was like, let's do a podcast. And I've just been throwing everything at Ashley. Being like, let's do all the things.
And it's been terrifying, but I'm excited.
I get really excited about things. I'm a bit much. It's all right. All right, guys, buckle up because we also have a Patreon. We have two tiers right now. The first one is fierce as fuck.
For just $2 a month.
Oh, yeah. Fierce as fuck. And what all goes into fierce as fuck? Well, let me tell you. So we've got the librarian list, which is a monthly list of books that I will curate, do some research on, put together for you, that are related to the topics we talk about. Sometimes it'll be nonfiction, you know, a majority since it is history, but I might throw a few little fiction books in there too. It's like a book club that we will literally never talk to you about probably ever, but you'll have anyway. We will also have a historian bucket list where once a month Kina will put together a list of museums and historical sites that you should visit, and just add it to your bucket list, your road trip list, whatever list you've got. We've got Icon Grammar, I promise. We've got that. And then the last thing for that one is we will give you a monthly shout out on our social media.
Woo! And then for $5, you can have Majestic as fuck, and you get everything from the first tier. Plus, you get to be a part of our Q&A parties once a month. We will also have extra content, including a drunk dive once a month. And then we will shout you out on the podcast. Woo-hoo. You will be famous, y'all.
So famous.
Oh, my gosh. I know. Because we're so popular. Hi, Mom.
Like, people from your high school will add you on Facebook and be like, oh my God, I heard you on this podcast. And like, we were totally friends in high school. And then they'll try to sell you diet pills.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Jesus Christ. Anyway.
Anyway, so
you'll also get access to our bloopers like The Grudge.
No, it'll be fine. Sorry, okay. I just made the noise from The Grudge.
It's cool. I can cut that out.
Okay, good.
I think I can. I don't know. I've never edited one of these before.
And fuck yeah, history.
Hopefully we'll have a funnier take on history. Kind of make it less boring. I don't know. I feel like I'm talking too much.
And I feel like I'm talking too little, but I'm like so petrified. I don't know what to say.
That's why I have 3 drinks in me. I'm nice. So brave maybe, right now.
Maybe I should have drank. Next time. Which then I'll just be so incoherent halfway through the drink that I'll be like, fuck yeah, history.
Pretty much, we just kind of want to assume that you guys are going to love us and keep coming back. And we hope you do, because we are going to try to offer a kind of look into history that is fun and quirky and probably tipsy on my end, because your girl likes the rum, okay? She does.
The good old giggle water.
Woo! I'm trying to make that a thing, guys. Giggle water.
It's yes. Definitely. And I'm definitely making twistery a thing. I'm going to throw so much twistery at you that you're just going to like.
And if you're my mom, then that means twisted history, because I had to explain it to her. I love you.
Sorry, Mom and Dad. I'm just going to randomly say that after I cuss a few times until I get used to it.
Yeah, we cuss like dirty sailors. And, I mean, I would apologize for it, but I mean, we are goddamn professionals. Woo-hoo! Well, we like to cuss. We just yes. like to cuss. And you know what? I am not sorry about that.
Sentence enhancers.
Man, like, seriously. Okay, fuck. It's a noun. It's an adjective. It's a verb. There's no better word.
For real. Like, I was trying to think of the word for it, and I can't remember. But, like, you can insert the word fuck into words. Like, abso-fucking-lutely.
Yes!
Come on. No more versatile word in the world.
It's true. We should all use it some more. I saw Chrissy Teigen said that we need to say it more. So here's to you, Chrissy Teigen. We're going to say it all the time. All right, guys. That's it for today. We can't wait for you to join us next week when we dig into Easter.
Yes. So much Easter. So many eggs. I don't know what that has to do with Jesus, but we'll find out. Maybe. Don't hold
Demon
us to
pagan
that.
Bunnies.
Yes. Thanks to all 7 people, including our parents, who are listening to this right now. I promise it's going to be awesome. Please continue tuning in and follow us on all of our social media that we mentioned earlier that you've probably forgotten about by now. But for those who haven't, go to any social media platform and it's at Historical AF Pod.
And if you'd like to support us on Patreon and get access to all that awesome content, go to patreon.com/historicalafpod.
Just do it.
Thank you guys so much. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.